back on the Young Turks post game. All right, a serious story and a silly story. Let's start serious. So there are these tribes in the Amazon basin in Brazil that are called uncontacted tribes because they have never made contact with the rest of humanity. That is amazing, amazing. And they have no idea what we're up to. They have, okay.
Oh my God.
They've never heard of the world wars. They don't know that an internet exists. They've never heard of a refrigerator or a TV. They don't know anything. They're just in the middle of the forest and they've been living like that for as long as time. And so I am endlessly fascinated by that phenomenon. I would, to be honest, I understand the Prime Directive, but I would want to go and study them. Okay. Mm-hmm. And so I'm not saying we should, I would be tempted to. And now, unfortunately, that is not what has happened. So here comes depressing story number 28 for today. Some gold miners ran into some of the uncontacted tribes because they're trying to mine in that area, and they murdered them. Jesus Christ.
Like, I'm supposed to like people. That's what I'm supposed to do. I'm supposed to go through my life knowing about this shit and like people and trust people and want to get to know people and want to put myself out there. Fuck that. Okay? We are living in a sea of fucking horrible people. That's what we live in.
So, okay? Anna, I have to confess that I read this story and thought of you. Mm-hmm. And I thought, shit. Score one for Anna.
Yeah.
So, man, this sucks. So, this is apparently about a month ago. They didn't kill them all. They killed 10 of them. And Survival International, that is trying to protect these folks and make sure that their environments are not encroached, that we don't make contact with them, and that we certainly don't murder them, found out that these guys were bragging about it. They said it was crude bar talk. They even, quote, they even bragged about cutting up the bodies and throwing them in a river.
And we should erect statues of them in the land that they just murdered these people in.
Yeah, I
mean, yeah, let's do that.
Yeah.
Why not?
It's part of the history. Now it's part of the history. So they took one of their paddles as kind of a prize after they butchered them. And so there's gold mining in the area, and they hate progressives. The industry and the people who make money from wanting to cut down the forests, both for logging, you know, and for mining and all that. They hate progressives who want to protect the natives there. So it's one thing when you say, oh, really, the spotted owl, who cares, the caribou, whatever, right? These are human beings.
But they don't see them as human beings.
Of course they don't. Yeah. And then you wonder, well, it has a couple of implications. First of all, it's just bad enough as it is, right? But then, I mean, like, this is exactly what happened when Columbus came here. You know, we read you the quotes. These people were, Columbus wrote, were trusting and good people, so it was really easy to murder and rape them. God, how many times have we done this throughout history, right? If we are not properly civilized, we are vicious little fuckers. And as I see, you know, as the hurricanes and the fires hit us over and over again last week, I thought, it's like, can you blame the earth for wanting to shake this fucking virus off of it, which is destroying all of the other life forms? Not all, but a lot of the life forms throughout the planet. It's a weird thing to have it dawn on you that you're the virus. You see what I'm saying? Now, I still, don't get me wrong, not fully in the Anna camp. I'm still an optimist because a lot of us have been civilized, and we haven't, as humans, we haven't been around that long. And so in terms of quote unquote civilization, at most, it's only 30,000 years old, which is almost nothing. And the first cities didn't even exist till 10,000 years ago. That's nothing on top of nothing. So you get your first big civilizations 5,000 years ago. That is microscopic. In the history of the universe, you wouldn't even be able to spot it on a microscope. So we're barely born, we've barely begun to civilize ourselves. So there is still a lot of room for optimism. But man, sometimes I get discouraged. And then last implication for me was, man, if aliens land, if they're anything like us, we are fucked. You think they're gonna pause? Would we pause? If we landed on a planet filled—
Who needs aliens when we have humans here?
I know, right? So hopefully the aliens are way better than us. If we land on another planet with sentient life forms we could eat, or their planet had fuel or gold or whatever fuck they had, what would we do? Well, we already know. The Americas were kind of like a new, almost like in a sense, a new planet that we discovered, and we fucking brutalized it. And guys, we don't think like conservatives. When I say we brutalized it, humans did. Christopher Columbus isn't any different than Genghis Khan or some dictator in the middle of Africa. We're all Homo sapiens. It's in our genes. Mm-hmm. So first instinct is kill, pillage. Right? Hopefully, I'm in the camp that we're going to get beyond that first instinct. Mm-hmm. But it hadn't happened yet. We're in the middle of trying to get beyond it right now. All right, so that's your depressing story of the day. You have nothing else to say other than told you.
I really want to move on.
Okay, all right. So I go to get a haircut over the weekend, to Supercuts, of course. I cannot be civilized. Okay, every once in a while, Meg would try to convince me to go to a hairdresser, and I make the effort, then I'm like, oh, I gotta make an appointment, I gotta go like 3 minutes out of my way. Nah, I'm just gonna go to Supercuts, okay? And now they have that scalp massage, it's game over. Oh, I'm splurging on that scalp massage every time I go. Okay, it's like the best thing on earth. Anyway. And Pro's getting his hair cut too, which is really cute.
Aww, so, you guys go together?
Yeah.
Aww.
And okay, see, back to humanity is a good thing.
Kids, man. Kids are the best. Yeah. Anyway, go ahead.
So my hairdresser, I actually have had the same woman 3 times in a row now, kind of coincidentally because it's at 2 different Supercuts. She kind of looks like Jill Pike. It's hilarious. Uh-huh. And I told her that. I almost want to take a picture and show you guys, but that seems really weird.
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't do that.
No, I'm not doing that. And I told her about us, and somehow, in the first time I got my hair cut by her, somehow Haas came up in the conversation. The second time I went to go see her, she's like, oh, I looked him up. He is cute. Mm-hmm. I was like, okay, all right, God bless. The woman cutting Pro's hair was Jamaican. I said, oh, you're from Jamaica. What a wonderful coincidence. I'm Mr. Jamaica. And she looked at me like, how are you, Mr. Jamaica? Okay, in that wonderfully Jamaican way. Mm-hmm. And I was like, well, you know, I used to date Miss Jamaica. And she's like, yeah, okay, whatever.
Good.
She totally moved on. Like, no humoring me, no nothing, not interested in that conversation. Fuck off with your idiot talk about Mr. Jamaica.
That's awesome. I love her.
Okay, because when I do that with other Jamaicans, sometimes they'll humor me and they'll ask, oh, who was it? Like, who was your girlfriend at the time? Yada, yada. Oh, okay, they know her, they don't know her. Yeah, she was more Jamaican in that sense. Like, I'm going to die for this fool, right?
Yeah.
Anyway, this bumble clot. But then, funny enough, in the middle of my haircut, she came back and she's like, wait, I know you. She's mm-hmm. like, you're that guy on YouTube. Mm-hmm. And I said, yeah, that's right. She's like, okay, that makes sense. Mm-hmm. And then she was friendly. She's like, but it's funny when everybody sees something different.
Yeah.
She's like, it's you, then that girl, and that guy. I'm like, yeah, sometimes. So she either saw one clip or a couple of clips where we were doing a power panel or whatever. And so that's her vision. And she's like, okay, I like you guys. Mm-hmm. She's like, you know why I like you? You tell the truth. I was like, ah, well, you look at that.
That's
Went
nice.
From not humoring me to we tell the truth.
Yeah.
See, there's hope in the world, Anna. There's hope in the world.
That story perfectly explained it to me. That's a lot of hope.
So, yeah, there's like people are getting butchered and there's that horrible racism, et cetera, in the world. But somebody was kind of nice to me at Supercuts.
I can't tell you how many times, like over the last year, I've desperately tried to find something else that I'm interested in. Because mm-hmm. I don't know if I can keep doing this.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, I can't. It's devastating.
Mm-hmm.
Like, let me fucking decorate your house or some shit. Like,
that's not for you, like, Casper.
I'm really good at it. Let's just keep her. I am. I'm excellent at it. Right?
No,
I didn't have anyone design that bathroom. I fucking designed that bathroom. That's okay, right.
First of all, we have no evidence that bathroom is in any way appealing.
Okay. Oh, I will show you photos.
Okay. All right.
Okay. I will have them ready for you guys tomorrow for the
slash. You almost gave up in the middle.
What do you mean gave up?
Like, weren't you like so frustrated by the HOA and stuff? You're like, fuck it, I'm not doing it anymore.
But that's the HOA. Like, in terms of like the creative, it's like my escape right now, right? Like,
my escape is also a bathroom.
But I love the creative process, and I have really good taste.
Oh, of course.
So, yeah. But I do, like, I know, look, I don't give myself compliments a lot, but I have an eye for, like, you know, interior design and fashion and shit like that.
I've almost never met someone who has done like even 1% interior design who didn't think that they were good at interior design. Like, you almost never hear someone go, you know what, I redecorated my house, but it's a fucking mess. I don't know what I'm doing.
I'm going to show you my bathroom. So good. But anyway.
Okay, I am looking forward to pictures of this legendary bathroom.
Okay, all right.
Okay.
Yeah.
I had to end it with my dickish skepticism of your interior decorating skills.
That's okay.
Yeah. All right, guys, much love. We'll see you tomorrow.